Welcome back, 431, 730 WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and joining me now is Mark Kellner, tech columnist for the Washington Times. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Andy. How's it going today?
Everything's fine. Hey, Microsoft opening its first Washington area retail store tomorrow at Tyson's Corner. This is kind of a big deal, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's their first in the Northeast, if we can stretch the Northeast down here. Their second east of the Mississippi, 7,700 square feet of Windows and Xbox goodness.
Okay. Now, do I get the impression from all of this that Microsoft looked at an opportunity after seeing the lines outside of the door at Apple stores?
Well, yeah, this is as much, from what I understand, it's as much a public relations and consumer education venture as it is a sales venture. They're not out to replace Best Buy, and Best Buy has a store just 2 miles away. They're not out to replace other computer stores. They're out to give folks a place where they can buy stuff and where they can learn more and see more about Microsoft products.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, we all know if you go to an Apple store, that people, they'll wait in line for a long period of time. The tech people spend a great deal of time with them, helping them out. And I guess that this really is a golden opportunity as far as Microsoft's concerned. But quite frankly, it's also easy to go anywhere and buy Microsoft, you know, software, buy all kinds of Microsoft products, and just walk in and grab them off the shelf. Are they going to try at some point limit other operations from selling their product with hopes of maybe building on this one store after another like Apple did?
That is really not in the plan as far as I understand.
Okay.
And in talking with one of their people today, Mika Yamamoto, who's the general manager over the retail stores, her idea is to create something that raises all boats. So it helps Staples, it helps Best Buy, it helps whoever's down the street selling the stuff.
Oh, I got you. Okay. So it's a cooperative effort as far as they're concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do they have something big planned for the grand opening? I know you got the tour today. You found out all about the store. But what's being offered tomorrow?
Well, Joe Jonas, one of the Jonas brothers, or Joe Bros, I guess,
yeah,
as they are called, is going to be outside doing a concert, and Cal Ripken Jr., the famous Baltimore Orioles legend,
sure,
is going to be there. So I'm sure a lot of people will be interested in that.
What kind of crowd do you think they're going to get? That's pretty big.
Depends on the weather.
No, yeah, that's true.
It's in the middle of the day, and it's a school day, so it might not be as huge,
yeah,
as you might suspect.
Any other plans in the works already for additional stores in this area?
Not that I'm aware of. I think this is going to be a sort of take a look at it and see how it goes. They have signed a 10-year lease in Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
So they are planning to stay there for a while.
Yeah. What are some of the hot Microsoft products right now, some of the hottest products they're offering?
Well, the hottest would have to be the Xbox 360, the game device, and the Kinect controller. That's Kinect, which is this little video camera that sees you move around and you become the controller. That thing is just absolutely sizzling.
Is that enough to make people line up around the block?
I don't think they have to line up around the block. As long as they come in a steady stream, that'll be fine. Let me just say one thing to defend the Apple stores.
Okay.
If you wait in line, you're waiting generally for tech help.
Yeah.
And you're waiting sometimes maybe to get your notebook computer or your iPad set up. But if you buy stuff off the shelf, and even if you buy most computer items,
mm-hmm,
and this has happened to me, you can be in and out really quickly. They're very good in servicing people.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I wish you would have said that to my wife, because she came home fuming the day she went and bought her iPad. She couldn't believe that she stood in this line forever only to realize exactly what you just said. She could have walked over and bought it. She didn't realize she was waiting in line for all these tech questions from people. She goes, I waited and waited and waited, and finally I got to the line. They went, oh, yeah, well, you could have gone right over there. So anyway, she needed somewhat of a tutorial as it was. So it all kind of worked out in the end. All right. Well, look, this sounds like this is exciting. This is another new venture coming to the area. And if it works, everyone will be happy. That's for sure.
And there's more details on it in tomorrow's editions of the Washington Times.
Story and photos. Yeah, I got a funny feeling you're the guy responsible for that.
Guilty as charged.
Okay, see you, Mark. Thanks.
Thanks, Andy.